Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Intentional Life.
Helping others speak their truth and live authentically.
With fulfillment specialist, LaShawn McQuarrie.
My heart's desire is to bring healing to the world.
And minister of motivation, Dr. Walter Sims.
You are somebody special.
They're on a mission to help you open your mind, forgive, love, heal, accelerate your life, and speak the truth. And now, here are your co-hosts of Intentional Life.
There's nobody quite like you.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Intentional Life. This is Mind Body Wellness Specialist LaShawn McQuarrie. And oh my goodness, Happy New Year. Welcome to 2015. We're, 11, 12 days, something like that, into this month. And it's here, and I am here at least. My co-host is missing in action this morning, as well as having some technical difficulties. But for those of you who have followed me throughout the years, you know that I just keep it going. So, you know, I'm going to go ahead with the show this morning, talking about in the beginning. And it's funny because, you know, we were having our production meeting and we were talking about, you know, what do we want the show to be about? What do we want this show, this first show of the year, to be about? And it was interesting because we decided on to start it and talk about getting your life off in the right track. And of course, we understand that in order to do that, that you have to decide to start, because everything starts with a decision. And so then this wonderful title of In the Beginning came to me. And I think that it is absolutely fabulous. So I want all of you right now to just go ahead and just get something to write with, whatever it is that you have sitting around you, your tablet, whatever, so that you can make sure that you take all the notes that you need. You know, it's just interesting sometimes how things work out. And when we allow ourselves to remember, and there's this old saying, remember to remember. And I always love it when I hear that, because when we remember to remember, it is about remembering the decision, the dream, or the vision. And so my first nugget for you this morning is to just do that. Remember to remember your decision. And if you haven't, of course, made a decision, maybe I'm going to back up. Let me give you a prelude. First, of course, it does start off with you making a decision that you're going to get your business off the ground, a decision that you're going to write your first book or maybe finish your first book, whatever that decision is. Somewhere along the line, you did or you have to make a decision that you're going to move things forward. Now, let me explain to you that there is a difference between having a dream, a hope, a wish list. Those are things that are designed for New Year's resolutions. Why? Because most people don't complete them. And that's why I always, you know, ask people, do you want a resolution or do you want a revolution? Because there's a big difference. You can make this decree, this resolution, but a lot of times, because people don't have a game plan behind it and they're really not 100% sold on it, again, it just ends up going in the wish list category. But when you have this wish that takes on something a little bit more, when your wish actually becomes a must, when it becomes something that you decide that you have to do no matter what, that's when everything around you begins to change and everything becomes so much more powerful, because now you're deciding that I must have my business, that this career that you have been waiting for, that you've been just thinking about in the past, that now is the time that you have decided that you are going to move forward. So once you really have that decision that this is going to happen, then you allow yourself to move forward. And I have to tell you, this does not mean that you are not going to have any problems. This does not mean that you are not going to run into any issues. And actually, I have learned that quite the opposite is true. Typically, whenever you make a decision that you're going to do something, you know, for a minute, things seem to pick up kind of quickly and you're making phone calls or things are happening. And then also, you can sometimes have an experience where different things try to jump in your way as if they're there to block it. The minute I decide, every single time I decide I want to do A, B happens. Well, then that's when we need to sit down and we need to look at B and figure out what we can do to get B out of the way, because it's just a blockage. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't be doing that thing. It just means that there's some blocks in the way that you need to remove so that you can get to where it is that you want to go. For example, that after the holidays are over, you package up all of your wreaths and your trees and all of your ornaments and little decorations, and you put them in the attic, and you put them way far back in the back of this attic. And then the following year, later on around Thanksgiving, whatever it is that you pull out your decorations, you go up into the attic, and once you get in the attic, your tree and everything you want is way in the back. You don't sit there and look at all the stuff in front of it and go, oh, man, well, maybe you do. But you go, oh, man, but you still move that stuff out. You don't typically go and buy a new tree and all new stuff because you already have what you want. You know that you just have to keep pushing through. And because you decide that you want to push through, that's exactly what you do. And so you go ahead and you move the blockage. You move whatever furniture, whatever else is in that attic, and you get those things out of the way. And that's exactly how it works. So there's nothing wrong with you removing blockages. Blockages don't mean stop. Blockages mean that maybe you need to, you know, put your attention on whatever it is, especially if it's a repeated pattern. If there are things that are happening, then you need to go ahead and get those things out of the way, and then you will be able to move forward. And so that's what it's about, you know, and that's your power place. So make sure that at all times, that you have yourself, that you are prepared to move yourself in the direction of just getting what you want, even when blockages come up. And like I said before, it's not an if something is going to come up. And so then that's when we go to remembering to remember. Because when we remember what it is that we decided, why we made those decisions in the first place, again, that's what makes it easier for us to move, okay? Then as we're moving forward, you know, we want to continue to believe, regardless of what it is that's happening around us. We have to believe, 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 believe. What is it that I'm going through? What is it that I believe in? And you just stay focused no matter what, no matter how you're feeling, because our feelings are just indications that we're not in alignment. Oh, I'm feeling off today. I'm feeling awkward. I'm not really happy. I'm not really myself. Does it happen? Yes. But it's also an indicator that you're not in alignment. And so as soon as you can, you need to snap yourself back into things and you get back on track. Because what it's an indicator of is that your focus is in the wrong place. Maybe a problem has arisen and you're focused so much on the problem that you're not remembering to remember it, that you're not focusing your attention more on the big picture because your eye is so stuck on the little problem. So that's how you move forward. When you run into problems, and again, you will, that's how you move forward by saying, okay, I have this problem, I'm going to solve it, but here's the big picture. I have to keep in front of me at all times why I'm doing this. And this is why so many coaches and mentors suggest having a vision board and pictures around you of what you want to see and what you want to accomplish in your life so that when you have one of those moments, you can look up and you can see your dream home, your family on vacation, whatever it is that you want, and that will take you right back to remembering the reason why you made that decision in the first place. So all those things, you know, are very important. And of course, you know, when your why is big enough, and that will be the next thing, you know, when you have a why that is big enough, it allows you to keep going. It gives you that strength. It gives you that tenacity to keep going. And maybe it's just that you just want to change your life. Maybe it's just that you have hit a place where you're just like, I can't live the way that I've been living. I can't continue to deny myself my purpose. I can't continue to watch other people go forward and I'm not going forward. I just, whatever it is, but when you have that why, and it is really, really just, it feeds you. You know, and of course, whys can change, they can grow, they can expand, but your why, you really want to keep that in front of you, because when you know exactly why you are doing something, over time, and everybody's time length is different, I wish I could tell you, you can do this for 30 days or 6 weeks or 9 months, whatever the case may be, then it will be a lot easier. Because it's like when you're going off to college, you pretty much know just so long as you're taking enough classes, you can get out of there in about 4 years. Some people a little less. Some people maybe a little more. But basically it's designed, it's a four-year program. Now, if you're a six-year student and you're not like a double major of medicine and law or something like that, I mean, something that's extremely challenging, you know, you need to go back and look at you and ask yourself, well, why am I here, and why have I been here longer? You know, what is it that's going on? And maybe, you know, that student will find out that they're partying too much, or maybe they're finding out that there's a couple of classes that they're having a challenge with, so now maybe I need to get tutoring. You know, is there another class that I can take in place of this one in order to move forward? Whatever the procedure looks like, it's about taking that time to stop, look at the situation, assess it, and then begin to change that pattern. And, you know, and just getting up and making these phone calls and doing things differently, that's what begins to set the course for you to move in that direction. And, of course, that's just the adjustment. That's just you changing in that direction. But then you're going to have to continuously repeat that pattern. Whatever the new thing is that you're doing, you have to repeat it over and over and over again in order for you to go forward. So if you want to go forward in life, and I know that all of you do, get out there, start making those decisions, and start going forward. Now, the show title that was picked again was In the Beginning. And the reason why I thought that fit this show so well was because everything begins with a thought. Thoughts, as people like to say, thoughts become things. And so in the beginning, when the world was created, everything became a thought. First it was a thought, and then it was spoken, and then these things just began to appear. And it is exactly like that. You know, whenever somebody has a new dream, a new vision. If you watch Shark Tank, which is just a bunch of millionaire investors, and there are people that come on who have these products and services that they want to launch and get off the ground, and so they pitch their idea to these millionaires looking for investment money. Well, it's the exact same thing for you. You know, you have to pitch this idea. It's like when this idea comes to you, you have to throw it around in your mind and say, okay, I think this is a good idea. I believe that this could help tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people. And so I'm going to begin to put this in place. And even if you don't have all the capital, even if you don't know how to make it work, you have to do as much as you can. And it was interesting because I've watched that show several times, and because I love the spirit of entrepreneurs, I love to see people changing their lives and taking ownership of it and not just going with the status quo just because it's the status quo. And it's amazing how the people that go on the show, I'm sure they've been watching the show for a while themselves, and they'll get on there and they're not prepared. And I'm like, dude, if you watch the show at least once, you will pick up on the fact of the certain type of questions that they want to know when you get there. So in the beginning, as they're putting these stages together, if one of their things is, when a lot of entrepreneurs run into this, well, I don't have probably the capital to get this as big scale as I want it to be, but as I'm starting this and as I'm putting the pieces in plan, maybe one day I'll end up on the show Shark Tank. And so here's what I'm going to do. And they begin, you know, and even take a picture maybe or find a picture of them in a magazine or something like that of the people who sit on Shark Tank, you know. And as you're watching the show, you know, what type of things do they like? Know the type of businesses that they invest in. And then set that in there, you know, make it a part of your vision board. And then as you're going through and you're putting your product together, okay, well, I know they're going to want to know, you know, how much revenue have I generated? They're going to want to know how much does it cost per piece to make whatever it is that your product is, whatever it is that applies to you. And so you go in there prepared, have all of your answers, and if you just bet somebody, and it may not end up being a shark, it may end up being somebody else, but that you're going to get the money. You don't know where the money is going to come from, but you just believe in this product and you believe that this product is going to get up and off the ground, then you want to make sure that you're doing everything that you can to make that dream become a reality, to take it from being on just your wish list to making it something that's tangible, something that can be sold, something that can actually help the world and make it a much better place. So I want you to all think back now, because probably by now at this phase in your life, you've maybe had some type of a dream or even, you know, a goal of some sort that as of this date that you have not achieved it. I want you to think about it. And in the beginning, when you first made that decision, I want you to think about that decision and why you made it in the first place. Was it something that brought you joy? Was it something that you thought, wow, if I could just get out there and do this, I would love to help people? And then you fill in the blank. What was it that, you know, what were you doing at the time that that idea came to you? What was it that was happening in your life that you felt that whatever it was that you had to offer could be of so much value? What is your idea? What was there in the beginning for you? And then also questioning if you haven't at least started on it or you're not as far along with it as you would like to be, then ask yourself, you know, a different set of questions. Well, why do I think that is? And maybe some of you are, well, I'm too old, you know, maybe my ship has sailed. I got married and then I had a family and so I felt that I had too many responsibilities. Whatever the case may be, it doesn't even matter. But what are you willing to do in order to move forward? What are you willing to do to make sure that your life changes course and it really just goes in the direction that you've always wanted it to? Because a lot of times what I'll find is people will say, oh, well, you know, they're good, they're content. And, you know, I remember having a conversation like this with a girlfriend of mine, and we were talking about people really living out their dreams, not just talking about them, but I mean really living them out. And she said, well, I don't think that most people do that. And I said, well, I agree with you. Most people don't do that. But my question is why? What is it about that person? Well, you know, they're pretty happy and kind of content with their lives. I said, yeah, but pretty happy and kind of content is not happy and is not content. It just means that they've gotten themselves to a point where they do their best not to think about it. And if they do, they just kind of dismiss it with a little sad feeling inside that, oh, well, that's past, you know. And maybe there are some things that, you know, for example, I know someone who wanted to be an opera singer, and apparently your voice changes after so many years or something like that. And so if you haven't been singing and you haven't been continuously training your voice, it makes it very difficult for you to actually be a part of that industry, but mean that you cannot still sing. That does not mean that you can't somehow still be involved with something that you love so much. you know? And so, you know, and I even challenge, you know, even with the whole age thing and everything else, I am just one of those people that I believe in pushing buttons. And I believe in people, I forgot what his name was. I think it was somebody, Jenner, the first gentleman who ran the first 4-minute mile. And before it was done, everybody kept saying, you can't do that. It can't be done. It can't be done. It can't be done. And then one person did it. And then after that first person did it, then a whole bunch of other people were just like, oh, well, apparently it can be done. So now I'm going to try it too, and I'm going to try it, and I'm going to try it. So it's not that things a lot of times can't be done. It's just that it takes one person, not a lot, it takes just one person to believe that against all obstacles that they can. And when that one person breaks down those barriers, then it seems like the floodgates just open, because now everybody has a new possibility set point. And in reality, that set point was never, you know, really there. It was just something that we established in our mind. And because we established that, because we set that up in our heads and said that this cannot happen unless, you know, I'm a particular age or a particular weight, and it's just not going to happen. And we don't actually change things, but we can get our bodies to function in the same, in a certain way, so that I'm fast enough, so that I'm strong enough, so that I'm powerful enough. And when we don't really believe that, then you're right. It's absolutely not going to happen. But if you can just get yourself to see beyond that, and that's why I love stories like Wilma Rudolph, who went on to be an Olympic gold medalist, and she had polio, and she was told, you know, you're not even going to be able to walk. How are you going to win an Olympic gold medal? But she didn't believe that. And whatever it is that people may be saying to you that you're not going to be able to achieve, you shouldn't believe those things either. And it's as simple as that. All right? So I want you to all go back to the beginning, and I want you to work yourself forward, and I want you to just remember the decisions that you made, and I want you to move forward in your life. And with that, we are at the end of this first episode of Intentional Life for the year of 2015. I'm glad you joined us, or at least joined me, and maybe Dr. Sims will be with me in a couple of weeks when we do our next show. Again, we're on the second and fourth Sunday of the month. So thank you all for joining me. Until next time, I hope that all of you are living an intentional life. Have a fabulous, fabulous week, everyone.